You're listening to the Ideal Business Show with Pat Rigsby. This is the place where fitness entrepreneurs come to learn how to earn more income, have more impact, and enjoy more freedom. Now, here's your host, Pat Rigsby.
Pat Rigsby here with another episode of the Ideal Business Show. And today, my special guest is Zach Lloyd. Zach has Lift Life Fitness in Valparaiso, Indiana. So he's not too far away from me. And we're going to be digging into Zach's business today and working on, you know, some of the things that he wants to improve and dial in. So welcome, Zach.
Thank you very much, Pat. It's an honor to be on, and I really appreciate it.
Well, certainly glad to have you here. So, Zach, if you don't mind, tell the listeners a little bit more about you and about your business.
Yeah, so I came up with the idea for Lift Life Fitness just kind of out of the blue. Really, I just saw a need in the area. But, you know, long story short, I started working out in high school. And then in college, I really just transformed my body. I mean, you turn me sideways and you wouldn't be able to see me. And in college, I really changed that. And a lot of people started noticing. And then I started getting asked questions. And that's really, I really kind of turned into being a personal trainer because I realized, oh, hey, I can make money and help people at the same time. And then I really, you know, decided that I don't want to just be a personal trainer. I want to be a coach. So I did that for a while. And then I worked with some physical therapists as a technician. And I was thinking about going that direction, but decided it wasn't for me. So the next step was just to go back to coaching and open my own gym. So that's where I'm at now.
Good deal. So how's the gym doing now?
Yeah, so the gym's doing really well. I started it with my current clientele, so I was already profitable, which was really helpful. And I ended up bringing in a trainer that was with me prior to starting Lift Life because she was working where I was working before that, and she wanted to get out of there. She heard that I was opening up a new place, so she asked if she could go with, and I said, of course. So I started with one coach at the same time, which was, you know, just amazing. And then in the last, let's see here, 2 months, I hired another coach. And I would say we have about enough room for two more coaches.
Okay, cool. So as far as the whole kind of clientele and, you know, the kind of makeup of what your business is, I know that, you know, it's predominantly one-on-one and some semi-private, but share kind of the breakdown of how all this kind of lays out.
Yeah, so the breakdown is we pretty much exclusively, except for about three men, are all women, and we're about 34 to 64 years of age. Primarily 44 to 64, actually. And then, you know, our target really is married with kids, usually in high school, or divorced with career, or any woman with higher education that's single. Those are really our target markets that we try to hit. And we do predominantly personal training. The goal is, you know, in this year to start switching over to small group training. I just see that business model working better for us, not just to, you know, make more money, but really getting more involved in more people's lives. We've done several events in the last 6 months and just loved the events so much. We kind of realized it would make more sense if we had more people coming in for a workout at the same time. So that's kind of why we want to switch over.
Okay. So what are your concerns with making that type of transition and moving from one-on-one to more of a small group model?
Yeah, I think my number one concern is, you know, our personal training clients right now, what they're going to think of it. And I really just don't want them to think that we're kind of leaving them in the dark. And if they don't want to, you know, do small group, then it's see you later, even though that's kind of how it is, because we really want to try to get to 100% small group training in the next 6 months to a year. I think there's going to be a little fear for them because they're used to getting so much individual attention that they might be a little afraid they might not get along with certain people in the small group or something like that. And then they won't have that attention like they're used to. We really will only keep it to 6 to 8 people. So it will be really small group training. So I really think they'll get the attention that they need, but will they get the attention they want? I'm not 100% sure. So that'd be under my number one, you know, concern. And then number two would be how we're just visualized in the community as a gym turning into a small group training facility. It's just not something I thought of when I started it. So it's kind of a little bit of a fear of mine.
So, I mean, I guess the first question that comes to mind as far as you know, the understanding of how they may think about it, or that fear is, could you not give them some access to small group training to kind of alleviate some of their fears and see what their real concerns are rather than what your fear of their concerns might be?
Right. No, that's a great point. So you're kind of saying offering some, you know, either super discounted or some free small group training to start them off in that direction?
Oh, I would say free. If they're already paying you more per session than they would be paying you then, I would just let them experience it. Because what happens a lot of the time, anytime we're going to make a change, be it asking people to transition from one-on-one to semi-private group, or asking people to move time slots, or asking people to shift from paying and check and cash to automated billing, almost always our fear of what the response will be is far worse than what the actual response will be. So I think some of this is just allowing you to get past your kind of anticipation of what the blowback could be on this and figure out what the actual is. Because, you know, if you're talking about, I mean, well, how many clients are we discussing here right now?
Yeah, we're discussing about, let's see, 40 to 50, I think, now.
So if you can get to a point where maybe 30 to 40 of those 40 to 50 are happy and comfortable, then you can start to deal with those individual concerns that a lot of us worry about, thinking, well, hey, everybody's going to behave that way. Well, you can narrow it down and start to spend a little bit of time with that, you know, 10 or so people that actually do have concern.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And it's funny you say that about the fear thing, because it's like, is it founded really in truth? And you really don't know till you try it. That's kind of what I experienced when I increased my prices. For a while, I was a little afraid, not sure. And then I did it. And then, you know, to my surprise, there wasn't as much blowback as I thought there would be.
That, I mean, that's pretty much the case across the board. We always anticipate things, like when we're going to make a change, we always anticipate the worst. And I get it, because change is scary to people. People don't like the unknown. Well, so much of this is us just getting past the unknown. And once they've experienced it, they may like it better. I mean, I think that as a society, we like being connected to other people. We like community. We like being part of something. So the individualization, giving up a little bit of that to gain more camaraderie, to gain more community and sense of belonging, it might be a trade that they're really excited about.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. I definitely want to try that then. That's a really good way to get them into it and get, like you said, kind of pull them and see what their concerns are.
Yes. So I think your objective would be to present this as an opportunity for them that they should be excited about. And just tell them, like, hey, you know what? We're looking at growing our small group training business. We're really excited about it because of the, you know, the feedback we're getting. And we see so many of our peers, you know, other top gyms across the country really having great results with this. So we want to give you an opportunity to experience it as a gift from us. And so now, you take kind of the low-hanging fruit, and some people are just going to jump right on it, and they're going to just say, yeah, okay, I'll come in this Wednesday. And then rather than worry about exposing everybody at once, let the people who are happy to come over and test drive it with no additional nudging needed, let them do it. And then the next batch of people you start to talk about during, you know, the one-on-one sessions, you start to say, hey, you know what? I think you'd really like this. Would you do me a favor and give it a shot? And then, you know, there'll be a percentage of them that will gladly do it. And then you'll be down to kind of that last group of people who have kind of been reluctant and are just in their comfort zone. And I think you then say, look, hey, we're going to be making a shift in our business where we're going to be focusing predominantly on small group training. So I really want you to give this a shot. And, you know, sometimes you have to push them a little bit. And then at that point in the business, you'll be able to decide, like, okay, do we want to let 10 or 15 or 20% of our people kind of linger on this one-on-one side for a little bit longer while we're building up the revenue and the clientele on the small group side? Or do we want to tell them, like, hey, this is where we're going to be. So you're either doing it or you're not.
Right. And would you offer like a 2-week trial for that? Or how long do you think, you know, to give them an option to try it out?
You know, I think a couple of weeks is plenty. I think that's fine to let them kind of test it out. And then you just sit down. And I think that with the volume of people you're talking about, some people will make that transition without even needing a conversation. After they've experienced it, they'll say, man, this is great. And then you'll have some people that you just need to sit down and help them get past any small kind of concerns. And I think that's time well spent. I think that if you can spend 20 minutes with a client that potentially could be with you for the next couple of years and be an ambassador for your business, then, you know, get past their concerns and tell them how excited you are about them being part of this and why you think it'll be better for them.
Yeah, I'm taking some good notes. The other thing that I'm thinking of that's kind of, you know, an obstacle, which I would really love your input on, is when you use it, like we use MindBody, for instance, for a software, you want to say, you know, exclusive to the small group training. Is it good to offer the online classes when you're doing small group training? I'm just afraid that we'll fill a spot and then somebody that, you know, has an unlimited plan can't make the class because we get some random signups one day.
I mean, I think that it just depends on your training philosophy, right? Like if you seriously do want to cap things at 6 to 8 attendees, then you need to use a scheduling software and say, look, you can come as frequently as you want, but to maintain the integrity of our sessions and to maintain the quality, we cap it at this. So you're welcome to pre-schedule as far out as you choose. You can do whatever you want as far as scheduling goes, but understand that day of, if you schedule for a 6 p.m. session, and you're trying to schedule that at 10 in the morning, it may already be full. So, you know, I'd rather you schedule well in advance. And then if you have to cancel, then approach it from the opposite direction.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I think there's a difference in my mind between unlimited and kind of on call. Like unlimited implies you can come as frequently as you want. And that's fine, but your goal is to get everybody a great experience. And this is the service you provide. To provide a great experience, you need to cap the number of people coming on board for each session.
Yeah, no, that's a good point because it is about the experience and we want to maintain that. And the other thing is I don't want a trainer showing up and then we don't have anybody show up and then they want to get paid or what have you, but there's nobody that showed up. So I think that kind of dodges that obstacle too.
Right. Okay. So, I mean, I think that's where I would go with this to start. Now, you mentioned how you want to be perceived in the community is kind of a secondary piece of this.
Yeah, because we've kind of been coaching as like a one-stop shop. And this has been a process, obviously. It's not something we mastered right away, but we really want to coach everyone on nutrition, their training, behavior change, sleep, and just their lifestyle coaching in general. And it's been, you know, really difficult to do all of that. But, you know, I'm trying to create as many free resources as I can that are exclusive to members only. And then also have the, you know, the Facebook group so we can go back and forth there. And then we also are trying to have a nutritional, you know, meeting with them every 2 weeks, like as a check-in. And if that's a scheduled training day, then, you know, if their meeting lasts 10 minutes, great. But if not, we'll use that whole session as, you know, nutrition or talk about their next habit that they need to change or their sleeping habits too. So I think that's really the big differentiator for us as trainers, but it's going to be harder to do that with, you know, small group training. But I think going the online way and making more online resources available that are exclusive to members that we don't share with everybody could be the way to work around that. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, number one, your identity is probably more about who you help and what you help them do than it is about the actual mechanics of how you do it. Because really the only people that are going to know the mechanics of how you do it are the people who are kind of intimately involved. So I think that as long as you're providing a great experience for the people you serve, when they're talking about your business, they're going to be talking about, you know, how you've helped them and maybe how you're different. But I mean, it doesn't sound like what you're doing is changing dramatically, right? I mean, you're just talking about how you administer the actual training session, but you're still providing all this ancillary stuff that fits into the bigger piece of the puzzle. So it's not like that's going away. So you're still targeting the same target audience. You're still helping them achieve the same goals, and you're still offering a pretty comprehensive service. So I don't think your positioning in the market is going to really change at all. I think that the only thing that would change the positioning in the market, in my opinion, would be if somehow the service quality deteriorated, then the way that people go out there and talk about your business is going to change.
Right. Yeah. So we just have to make sure we bring our A game every time and make sure that experience doesn't change.
Right. And for a lot of people, the experience side of it is probably less about the mechanics than we make it. You know, at the end of the day, I'm a big believer that people come to you because they want to be happier. And they think that losing a predetermined amount of weight or something like that's going to make them happier. Or they know that, like, if, for example, if they're in a little bit of pain right now, eliminating that pain is going to make them feel better and they're going to be happier. So if in our industry, we get so caught up in the mechanics of the program and thinking about results that are going to probably really be like the big wins will be a little further down the line, you know, 6 weeks, 12 weeks, however long. I mean, still, we need people to be happy when they leave our facility each day. We need them to feel like, man, I got better today. I accomplished something. I felt valued and important. And I just, my day is better because I was here. And if you can still accomplish that each time somebody comes in, then they're still going to go out and be great ambassadors for your business.
Yeah, totally. I completely agree. And I think, you know, we've implemented some things with the coaches too, where, you know, I always push them. They need to have at least 3 touch points, you know, every time, you know, not just like, hey, how's it going, but really getting past that and, you know, trying to go for the high five at the end of the session, stuff like that to really increase that connection. And like you said, hopefully make them happier at the end of the day.
Yeah, I think that it, as long as you don't lose sight of that, it doesn't sound like you will, that's a big advantage because people aren't going to consistently show up for something that doesn't make them happy. And if this experience where they get to feel connected to other, it sounds like similar ladies, and they get to be in an environment where all of them are getting a little bit better and all of them are having fun and feeling like they're making progress, then odds are things are going to be pretty good.
Yeah, definitely. I think you're right. Yeah.
So, I mean, what other questions do you have as it relates to this kind of evolution or this transition?
The other thing would be, you know, with switching to the small group training, my other idea is obviously to raise the one-on-one training to, you know, the highest limit that we can really make it and really make that a special thing for, you know, somebody, a higher ticket client, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And is that a smart route to go, or should I just do the whole, you know, small group training. The only reason why I really want the higher ticket clients for personal training is probably a little selfish. I really enjoy the one-on-one training, so I don't really want to get rid of all of it, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, then certainly keep it and raise the rates a little bit, raise them to the point that you're comfortable raising them. But I mean, that's the thing. It's your business. If you have the occasional client that is a good fit for one-on-one and maybe you're better able to serve them in that environment and you think it's going to be somebody that you're going to get some enjoyment out of working with, then by all means, I would keep that as a service offering because, you know, I mean, if it's part of what would consider your ideal business, then there's certainly no reason to eliminate it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, good.
Well, man, I mean, if that's it, it's been great. I know that a lot of people have fear when it comes to making any sort of transition in their business, be it shifting training format like this or shifting the way they're billing clients or letting clients schedule or whatever. And so, you know, hopefully the people listening in had some takeaways because I think the way that we talked about you being able to approach this would apply for about any transition.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. It's, you know, anybody listening, it's feel the fear and do it anyways, you know, is what I tell people. I just need to take my own advice.
You know, isn't that funny? It's usually the advice that we give is usually the advice that we're probably going to be better off taking ourselves as well.
So exactly.
Well, man, I really appreciate you coming on, Zach, and being part of this and being willing to open up and share some of your story here. And I look forward to a follow-up from you where we get to hear about the success of the evolution here.
Yeah, thank you, Pat. Thank you so much for having me on. And just want to recognize you for what you've done with our industry. And just thank you so much for that because it's always, you know, been a blessing to me rising up through the ranks, you know, as I get older and having somebody like you to really teach me through it. So thank you very much for that.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you. And again, man, thanks for coming on. And thanks, everybody, for listening in to another episode of the Ideal Business Show. Pat and Zach here, signing off.
Thanks for listening. We've got a special gift for our listeners. We're giving away 52 cut and paste newsletters that you could start using for your fitness business today. To get your special gift, head on over to patrigsby.com/gift.